Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Just in time for Memorial Day travel, a Biden administration move to keep gas prices from getting out of control this summer.
The White House will release 1 million barrels of gasoline from a Northeast reserve in a bid to lower prices at the pumps this summer. The gas is from storage sites in New Jersey and Maine, a reserve that was established after Superstorm Sandy and is separate from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in Texas and Louisiana. It'll be allocated in increments of 100,000 barrels at a time, and it follows a mandate from Congress to sell off the gas from the 10-year-old reserve and then close it. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Pentagon says analysts concluded that Russia launched an anti-satellite weapon into the same low Earth orbit as a U.S. government satellite. The Justice Department sued Oklahoma to stop the state law that seeks to impose criminal penalties on those living in the state illegally. Immigration matters are an exclusively federal function. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Bird flu has infected dairy herds in other parts of the country, but so far not Wisconsin. Experts are worried now that one person in Texas was infected. Andrew Pecos is with Johns Hopkins University.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans.
Experts recommend sticking with pasteurized dairy products. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Christian Yelich with a dramatic triple in the eighth to drive in the go-ahead runs led to a Brewers 7-5 victory last night over the Marlins. Pat Murphy says don't forget about the performance of their two rookie pitchers, Robert Gasser to start and Tobias Myers to get the W.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That helped us immensely. But the Marlins getting back in it is what hurts us. Tobias Myers, he got two rookies throwing seven innings. That was big.
NFL, Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay. Some injured players, tight end Tucker Kraft recovering from a pectoral injury. New running back Josh Jacobs with a hamstring. Wide receiver Christian Watson was asked how he's doing after attending sessions at UW-Madison on overcoming his chronic hamstring issues.
I definitely feel like I'm at 100%, but I mean, there's still a little bit of asymmetry there, and that's just something I'm attacking, you know, with the training staff in the weight room. Obviously, just got to continue to get that right so there's not any risks in the future.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Representative Mark Pocan joins us to talk about the Postal Service. Journal Sentinel reporter John Dietrich and Dr. Laura Hanks for public service announcement. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon, but we will see a little more sunshine later today, too. It'll be breezy with a high of 66 this afternoon. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A late day shower, 74, with more rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time live from Kopke's greenhouse outside of Oregon, Wisconsin, talking planting and also the bug guy, cicadas, all that and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hang on to your tractors. Here's another update. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, that weather was like a freight train rolling across the upper Midwest overnight. Good morning, everyone. I'm Farm Director Pam Youngke. If you're an early riser that's got to get someplace, expect some surprises, power outages, and downed trees. I had to take a different route to the office this morning because of closed roads. That is going to be the story this morning as crews try to clean up. One dead in Iowa after a tornado touched down there. Fortunately, today the weather is going to ease up a little bit for the cleanup. Cloudy skies on the way. 71 are expected high on Wednesday. Tonight down to 53. Tomorrow partly cloudy and 79. Friday, more storms in the forecast. Stumacher, ag meteorologist, is on the way with more weather details from what happened last night and also what we can look forward to coming up this Memorial weekend.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Ovens Peony Farm in Beaver Dam is one of the sweeter smelling farms I've been to. Here you'll find more than 100 varieties of peonies. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Michelle Oven takes some time with us as she prepares for the Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival. This is in Beaver Dam the second weekend in June. Ovens Peony Farm is center stage during that event, but things might look a little different than years past after a spring storm came through. We'll talk about that later in the interview. First, Michelle, we thank you for your service with the U.S. Navy, and I want to kick things off by explaining how a military career turned into flower farming in Wisconsin.
I wanted to grow something that I could sell and become part of the community. I had never lived in one place longer than 5 years. So when I started, basically when I started growing peonies, they put down their roots and so did I. I was going to grow blueberries and I had my soil tested. It was the wrong type of soil. And so I wasn't sure what I was going to grow. And my mother suggested growing peonies for the floral industry. And that really set me back because I had no idea about that. And I spent the next year researching, learning, took a business class, did a business plan, and then I started growing the peonies. So I've been doing that since 2009, and it's going well.
Michelle, you've since moved the farming operation to Beaver Dam, Wisconsin, to be closer to family. So you've started a peony farm twice, really. And you told me it takes a substantial investment of time, labor, and money. Can you tell me what it takes to start growing peonies and when you can really start reaping the benefits?
Yeah, it takes quite some time to start reaping any benefits. The plants need to be at least 4 years old before you start harvesting. So your first year of harvest is year four, and you're only going to harvest one third. Harvest year five, you're only going to do one third. The next year, that would be six, that's 50%, and you can do 50% from that time on. So there's a substantial amount of money that's invested to plant the plants and then care for them for 4 years and then slowly start making money off of the blooms themselves. So it takes between 10 and 15 years before you start actually making any money off of them, but the rewards are tremendous. Peonies can live over 100 years old. So these plants that are out here that we've been walking around looking at, they will outlive us. They refer to them as the generational plant because when you dig them and divide them, everywhere you cut them and divide them, they become a juvenile plant all over again. And that's how we're able to pass them down from one loved one to the next.
You do want the public to be able to enjoy this specialty crop. Can you tell me why that agritourism element is important to you?
Well, it's really important. You know, if you consider only 20% of the flowers that we're purchasing come from the United States, it's just like the farmer where people don't know that the cow is lactating to produce the milk. It's the same thing with the flowers. And we have such a strong heritage here in Wisconsin with this flower in particular. And because of the generational aspect, the connection to our mothers or our grandmothers, it's really important. When I'm harvesting, because I never take more than 50%, and you have over 1,600 plants and you only take 50% of those, it's so beautiful that you have to share it. There's just, you know, and that's part of why we've set it up like we have with the lanes of grass in between the rows so that people can come and walk through and enjoy it. It's a spot of beauty in the world when so often there's so much darkness. It's just our way of sharing that beauty with everyone.
Another way you've been sharing the beauty of peonies is through the Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival. This year's event is June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Beaver Dam. Michelle, your farm is an integral part of the festival. Tell me about the event and how it got started.
Well, I joined the Chamber of Commerce the year before I was going to have my grand opening. My year four was coming up, right? And so I joined the Chamber of Commerce. I told them what I had done with the original farm in Merrill. And next thing I know, it was like within 2 weeks, I get a phone call from the mayor. And she wants to know if I want to do a festival with the farm. Well, of course, I want to do a festival with the farm. And so I agreed to that. And this will be year four for the Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival. It's held the second week in June. But every year, this festival has grown and grown. And last year, in 3 days, we had over 2,500 visitors here to the farm to see everything in bloom. On the festival day itself, we had over 1,500 visitors. And because we've had such a large amount of people coming from all over the Midwest, not just in Wisconsin, but they're coming from Michigan, from Minnesota, from all surrounding states, we've turned it into a three-day festival now so that more people are able to come and see the peonies while they're in bloom.
And the impact of this festival is far-reaching, and not just when it comes to attendance. You threw a number at me earlier, Michelle, that the economic impact for the Beaver Dam area as a result of this festival is huge.
Yeah, the first year we did the festival, we had an antique tractor that was transporting people in the tractor, and they counted the people between 10 and 2 o'clock, and we had 700 people just during that time frame. And the Wisconsin Tourism told us that that generated over $103,000 within the community. And that was just a small portion of the people that came that year. So the economic impact is huge. We are already seeing, like, next year, the American Peony Society Convention is going to be here. And talking with some of the individuals with the bread and breakfast, they're already booked for next year. We're hoping to have over 5,000 people come to the flower show and see all of the flowers on display. Last year in New York, when the convention was held, over 3,000 blooms were brought in for that flower show. American Peony Society members hand-carried flowers from all over the United States, and there was three other countries that were represented in that, and we're expecting the same thing. So the convention's going to be held at the high school. The convention will be open to the public. All of the seminars will be open to the public. The flower show will be open to the public. So the economic impact is far reaching, you know, from the hotels to the restaurants. So it's wonderful for Dodge County.
Again, the national show will be coming to the Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival in 2025. Focusing our sights on this year's festival, Michelle, things are going to be a little different. As we know, Mother Nature dictates a lot of what happens to our crop, including specialty crops like your peonies. You had a run-in with some bad spring weather in late April. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, it's been a little devastating this year. We had a severe hailstorm. If you could imagine what asparagus looks like when it first is coming out of the ground, the little tops, that's what they were about that stage the peonies were. The hailstorm damaged the peonies, and some of the peonies were completely, all the foliage was removed. Other ones, half of the foliage. But we sustained about 80% damage on the plants. As an individual that's not familiar with peonies, if you walk through the fields right now and look at it, it's absolutely beautiful, and you wouldn't recognize that there was any damage. But what has happened is that the plants have set up secondary shoots in attempt to survive. They need all of that foliage to photosynthesize and store energy in the roots for next year's growth. And because we lost so much of the foliage, we're not going to be able to cut for cut flower production this year. The other aspect, if I did cut anything, then there would be nothing in the fields for anybody to see and experience the blooms. So we've decided not to cut any cut flowers this year. There will be plenty of blooms for people to see and experience and enjoy, but that will also give our plants an opportunity to recover from this. Even though this is devastating, there's positivity that comes out of this. We have a young woman that wants to be a horticulturalist, and she's doing a research project for the American Peony Society. Because I have so many cultivars, there has been no research done on this type of damage. And so she'll be doing the research, and then it'll be published in the American Peony Society, and it will help individuals in the future and for growers in the future to know and what to expect their plants to do, how they recover, what the recovery rate is. We have some baby plants that are 2 years, and some of them are 1 year. Will they recover? We don't know. And this will give us an opportunity to learn that and find out what the recovery rate is.
Michelle Oven estimates that the damage means a $30,000 loss in flower sales and farm events this year. She's not aware of any crop insurance or disaster relief for peonies. The story is one of resilience, though. As she said, the silver lining is that there is a learning opportunity for the peony industry, and Oven's Peony Farm will still be a part of the Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival June 7th, 8th, and 9th in Beaver Dam. There just won't be any cut flowers available. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Civic Media. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Full reports he's getting from the National Weather Service and also some of the information updates that we're getting from you on our talk text line. Remember that number again, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Stu Stan up in northeast Wisconsin outside of Green Bay called, said half an inch of rain there. One thing that people are also mentioning is that there's a lot of trees that went down in a lot of different areas. I mentioned earlier that on my trek into the office, and you know where I live in Madison on the west side, it should have been an easy, less than 10-minute deal. But, boy, I had to circle a couple times. The major intersections had no power for the signal, so you had to be careful there. And then I see that city crews had streets blocked off. They were already starting to clean up. What kind of reports are you getting?
I've got rainfall amounts all over the place. Let's start in Madison, 88 hundredths of an inch. The La Crosse area, western Wisconsin, an inch and 31 hundredths. The Fond du Lac County Airport says 2 41 hundredths of an inch. I had about 2 inches in my gauge. My friend John, 2 2/10, and he had calf hutches scattered all over behind the barn. The wind got a hold of them last night. Wausau, an inch and 83 hundredths. Eau Claire, 99 hundredths. Even little Chautauqua in northwest Wisconsin, 2 47 hundredths of an inch of rain.
Wow. Oh, amazing. And now, speaking of technical issues, I apologize. It looks like our whatever site or whatever server our talk text line is housed on is also currently on the glitch this morning. Hopefully we'll get that taken care of shortly. You know, the good news, I guess, is it's behind us now. Today we begin cleanup. Today looks like it's going to be a pretty comfortable day temperature-wise, huh, Stu?
Right, but on the windy side, as soon as I woke up, I could tell that wind was still blowing, and I know I looked out at my deck, which normally has water on it yet after a rain like that, had already dried off because of the wind. So that is doing something for us. That wind is trying to dry it up. Yes, it adds a challenge to clean up and everything else we're doing. But some pretty windy conditions still are in store today. The low pressure center, as we expected, is up around western Lake Superior this morning. And there's still a lot of rain up Lake Superior, far northern Minnesota, up into Canada. But that's where it's all going. It's moving away from Wisconsin. A few of us may have a sprinkle for a time this morning, just not going to amount to anything. And gradually through the day, sunshine returns, but it does stay breezy and temperatures aren't too bad. In fact, pretty close to normal today, above normal tomorrow, although by later Friday, Friday night, another chance of rain. Yeah, another quarter to half inch could try to edge in. I'll have forecast details right after this.
The grilling season officially begins Memorial Weekend, and Bavaria Sausage is ready for you. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here to announce that Bavaria Sausage has expanded their store hours. They are now open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7 p.m., and Saturday, 9 until 1. That's fabulous news for folks that want to stop on by, pick up some of their favorites for the grilling weekend. And don't forget, they're also kicking off their brat fry season this Friday, May 24th, from 11 until 2. Now listen, just because you don't live in the Madison area and you can't swing by that retail location at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, you can shop 24 hours a day, 7 days a week online. All of the great old world flavors you're looking for your grilling experience, available online. That's BavariaSausage.com. And don't forget, get in line along with me this Friday from 11 until 2 for the first brat fry of the season at Bavaria Sausage, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. All righty, Stu, let's have that forecast for today. Like you said, a little windy, but that hopefully helps to start drying things out.
Yeah, dry things up somewhat. The Compere Financial Ag weather forecast is for a mostly cloudy start, windy today. Sunshine will appear. It will brighten up pretty nicely. Low 70s, and those west winds 10 to 20 could still gust up near 25 and 30. Overnight, we stay clear and nicer. Lower 50s with the southwest winds 5 to 10. Sunshine Thursday, upper 70s, southwest breezes. And by Friday, in fact, even late Thursday night in the west, a little shower or thunderstorm possibility, more clouds Friday, quarter to half inch, upper 70s for Friday's high, and the weekend low 70s early, warming up nicely right through. So it sounds nicer for the weekend, Pam, and we shouldn't have a rain like this one we've just seen in the weekend either.
Good, good, very good. All right, Stu, appreciate that. Stu Mock, our ag meteorologist, with your Compere Financial Ag Weather Update. Compere Financial is your financial partner, committed to agriculture in rural Wisconsin. Check out Compere.com. That talk text line, you can call it 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Don't forget your sunscreen. It's true. You should be protecting your skin year-round, even in Wisconsin. But did you know spring is actually the peak time that you're at risk for getting a sunburn? Here's why. UV rays are more intense in the spring, even before temperatures warm up. And second, it's all due to the angle of the sun. UV radiation strengthens as the sun reaches a more direct angle. This happens throughout May and into June, leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st. A good reminder to be sunny weather ready, even if there's still some springtime cool outside. So slap that sunscreen on. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Just in time for Memorial Day travel, a Biden administration move to keep gas prices from getting out of control this summer.
The White House will release 1 million barrels of gasoline from a Northeast reserve in a bid to lower prices at the pumps this summer. The gas is from storage sites in New Jersey and Maine, a reserve that was established after Superstorm Sandy and is separate from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in Texas and Louisiana. It'll be allocated in increments of 100,000 barrels at a time, and it follows a mandate from Congress to sell off the gas from the 10-year-old reserve and then close it. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Pentagon says analysts concluded that Russia launched an anti-satellite weapon into the same low Earth orbit as a U.S. government satellite. The Justice Department sued Oklahoma to stop the state law that seeks to impose criminal penalties on those living in the state illegally. Immigration matters are an exclusively federal function. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Bird flu has infected dairy herds in other parts of the country, but so far not Wisconsin. Experts are worried now that one person in Texas was infected. Andrew Pecos is with Johns Hopkins University.
Given that dairy farms have a large number of people who can come in contact with infected cows, there is an increased chance of the H5N1 virus also directly infecting humans.
Experts recommend sticking with pasteurized dairy products. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Christian Yelich with a dramatic triple in the eighth to drive in the go-ahead runs led to a Brewers 7-5 victory last night over the Marlins. Pat Murphy says don't forget about the performance of their two rookie pitchers, Robert Gasser to start and Tobias Myers to get the W.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That helped us immensely. But the Marlins getting back in it is what hurts us. Tobias Myers, he got two rookies throwing seven innings. That was big.
NFL, Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay. Some injured players, tight end Tucker Kraft recovering from a pectoral injury. New running back Josh Jacobs with a hamstring. Wide receiver Christian Watson was asked how he's doing after attending sessions at UW-Madison on overcoming his chronic hamstring issues.
I definitely feel like I'm at 100%, but I mean, there's still a little bit of asymmetry there, and that's just something I'm attacking, you know, with the training staff in the weight room. Obviously, just got to continue to get that right so there's not any risks in the future.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, we'll have our weekly climate check report where we highlight headlines, leaders in the new green economy, and those blocking its progress.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy this morning. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower this afternoon, but we will see a little more sunshine later today, too. It'll be breezy with a high of 66 this afternoon. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A late-day shower, 74, with more rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Yesterday, we reported on attempts by anti-voter legislators in Arizona to make it harder to get citizen ballot initiatives on the ballot and a higher threshold to pass one. Another suppression tactic by opponents? Slap signature canvassers with a subpoena. Recruiting and training a legion of canvassers to put a measure on the ballot is already an expensive proposition. As we noted yesterday, should the Arizona Distribution Requirement for Initiatives Amendment pass in November, signatures would be required from all 30 legislative districts in Arizona, meaning more volunteers and more expense. Bolts Magazine reports on another tactic: take the ballot question organizers to court. Opponents hope that by challenging the question's text, signature collection methods, and eligibility of canvassers, it can either invalidate signatures or make it financially unfeasible to continue. A recent Arizona law allows opponents to subpoena canvassers to defend their petitions, and if they don't appear, the signatures can be tossed out. Bolts Magazine chronicles a 2018 climate ballot question that had 1,400 canvassers subpoenaed, and organizers spent $1.3 million transporting and housing canvassers, most of whom never even testified. Expect more such tactics as anti-voter legislators try to keep power out of the hands of citizens. We've linked the Bolts Magazine article at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
If she's not milking the cows, she's talking about them. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Sure, thinking about all of you that have chores to get done this morning, even if you do have power. And believe you me, there are a lot of folks in the state of Wisconsin still waiting on that, whole neighborhoods that are still dark. If you've got something that I should know about as far as weather is concerned, rainfall reports or damage reports, remember our Midwest Farm Report talk text line, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Good news is things ease up today. Should have some cloudy skies. 71 are expected high with winds out of the west. 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight down to 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 79 with more rain in the forecast on Friday. So today is the 22nd day of May. What can I tell you? On this day in 1968, the Milwaukee Bucks selected as the franchise name for the team. 14,000 fans participated in the team naming contest. 45 people suggested the Milwaukee Bucks. One of them was selected and actually won a car for their efforts. The Milwaukee Bucks named on this day in 1968. On this day in 1906, the Wright Brothers flying machine is patented. The American aviation pioneers credited with the first sustained and controlled heavier-than-air powered flight. They patented it on this date, 1906. On this day in 1980, the arcade game Pac-Man is released. And let's say happy birthday to model Naomi Campbell, 54 years young, and 44 years they've been together. Happy anniversary today to former talk show host Phil Donahue and his American actress wife, Marlo Thomas, married on this day back in 1980. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com. Don't forget, great website there, whether you're looking to buy or looking to sell. That's a great place to gauge what's been happening around the upper Midwest, because the Steffes Group is the leader when it comes to trends. Don't forget, if you're thinking about an auction or need more details, call 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn back along with us from the Steffes Group, and we're training our eyes on a dairy auction that's coming up around the Wisconsin area. Ashley, tell me a little bit about what catches your attention on that sale, Bill.
Well, first of all, June's dairy month, so why not start off with a 600 head Holstein auction on June 4th? That's going to be over in Sun Prairie, and so that's an online only auction. So our folks have been out there doing lots of video on each and every cow, and they're putting all that all together as we speak.
Excellent. Is it easier sometimes with livestock to do it in advance like that, Ashley? I mean, I just stop and think about the day of kind of challenge, moving cattle around, keeping everything timely, especially with that online element. Does it seem to make things a little smoother?
Yeah, in some ways it is. You know, everything about it is kind of the same on the marketing side and the nuts and bolts and the accounting part of it. But yeah, having that online sale, not having to set up pens and pushing, shoving cattle all in one day, that sure helps. So we're excited about that. And then the next day over here in Freeport, Minnesota, we're selling out a robotic dairy. So take a look at that. A lot of neat equipment on there that doesn't usually come up for auction very often.
Boy, that is for sure. And that's something that a lot of dairies are talking about with the labor situation, hoping to get a little time away from the dairy from time to time. So, again, we've got that robotic milking system. Is it just one unit or you got a couple units? How big is this one in Freeport, Minnesota?
This one's smaller, so there's one unit, but then all the support stuff to go with it.
What a great way to get started in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah, if you wanted to dip your toe in it, sort of say, and not pay the brand new price and be all in at one time, this would be a real way to get into it.
Ashley Hoon's along with us from the Steffes Group. And then you said that dairy in Sun Prairie, you're going to circle back around and sell the equipment a little bit later, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a three-part deal. So later June, there's going to be some equipment that gets sold. And then fast forward to the end of summer, August 22nd, we'll be selling the facility along with about 380 acres.
Mm.
So more to come on that.
That is a prime piece of real estate, no matter what it is like in Sun Prairie. Ashley Hewitt along with us from the Steffes Group. Whether you want to follow along and see the dairy cattle or the equipment for that Sun Prairie location, or you want to tap into the robotics coming up in Freeport, Minnesota, you'll find it all in one place. Steffesgroup.com. That's Steffes Group. .com, or give them a call if you want more information, or maybe you want to start talking about a potential sale of your own. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewitt along with us from the Steffes Group.
June Dairy Month is truly a season for celebration. The Winnebago County Farm Bureau hosts their annual grilled cheese event on June 1st in Omro. You're invited to the Egan Family Dairy on 9th Street from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This ooey-gooey cheesy celebration is free to attend. Grilled cheese meals will be available for $5 and include a grilled ham and cheese sandwich, milk, fresh cheese curds, custard, and potato chips. Make plans for the grilled cheese event in Omro, Saturday, June 1st. For more details, find their event on the Winnebago County Dairy Promotion Facebook page.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
Welcome back. I know I sound like a broken record on a Wednesday morning, but boy, rainfall reporters, anybody that's got something to add as far as the weather overnight, sure would love to see or hear your message on our Midwest Farm Report talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. You can actually share your story with me anytime that you'd like throughout the course of the day. Thank you to those that have already been contributed this morning. I really appreciate it. We're waiting on more details from the Wisconsin DNR. They responded to a manure spill that happened in Monroe County. A dairy apparently had a malfunction with their manure handling equipment, and that resulted in the spill. It also caused a fish kill in Moore Creek and an adjacent riverway. So the DNR is investigating. They can't really get much of a grip on how much manure was lost until their investigation goes further. We're in touch with DNR staff, and we'll be trying to bring you more details on that accidental manure spill in Monroe County. Wisconsin DNR also monitoring cicadas in Wisconsin. Remember, this year they're expecting a historical hatch of the insect, and a resident in Lake Geneva has confirmed with photos newly emerged cicadas. Now, these insects, aside from making an awful lot of noise, are also deadly to a lot of trees. Steve Lewis can tell you all about it. He is the owner and operator of Oakwood Fruit Farms in Richland County. He's got apple orchards that he's monitoring, and cicadas are bad news.
We are kind of right in the epicenter of what that could be, a potential really, really damaging year with those. 17 years ago when they hatched, we had a lot of damage. They're kind of a difficult insect to control. What they do is they'll crawl up the trees and they'll sting the branches and lay their eggs in there. And then as those eggs mature, then it'll kill the branch. And in these smaller type trees we have, they could do a tremendous amount of damage to those trees.
Steve Lewis, owner and operator of Oakwood Fruit Farm out in Richland Center, he says that trying to control these insects is a real challenge as well, because it upsets the balance, quite frankly, in his orchard. He explains.
We've been really doing a lot of talking. You know, we're really trying to push the envelope in the last 10 years here on going towards, you know, very light chemistry, softer things, you know, trying to be a lot easier on, you know, the whole environment, so we're not using nearly as harsh of chemicals. So that really poses a problem with what we can use to control the cicadas and not really throw the whole thing out of balance that we've worked so hard on the last 10 years, you know, to try and, you know, be easier on the bees, be easier on the predator insects that are out there that help us control the problem insects. And that's a really big concern for us, how we're going to control these this time without throwing everything out of balance.
That's Steve Lewis. He is the owner-operator of Oakwood Fruit Farms outside of Richland Center in Richland County, talking about the cicadas and potential damage to his trees. DNR says that cicadas, aside from being irritating with their mating calls and all that noise, their carcasses can become a nuisance as litter on the ground. The insects do not bite or sting, and the DNR says, in fact, some people cook and eat cicadas. They call them tree shrimp. I don't know if I'm adding that to my to-do list as far as culinary experiences. We'll see. All right, markets and overnight electronic trade on a Wednesday morning. It's turned the corner. Yesterday was a tough day for our commodities. This morning looking a little better. Right now in overnight trade, I've got December corn up 3 at 4.85. November soybeans are up a nickel, 12.17. July wheat right now, 12 cents higher, 7.09 a bushel. Dairy struggled yesterday. Barrel cheese was down a nickel at 206. 40-pound block cheese down 6.5 at 185.5. But look at that AA butter, up another 2 cents at 3.11 and a quarter per pound. Again, let me stress, that's the price in Chicago for butter, 3.11 and a quarter per pound. Expect that to be higher at grocery stores soon. June class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 44 cents this morning at 20.04. July class 3 milk down 29 cents currently at 1973 a hundredweight. And we just found out that U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is coming to Wisconsin. His press secretary alerted me yesterday that the Ag Secretary is headed to northeast Wisconsin. He's going to Casco to visit with local producers as well as community leaders there, and will be making some special announcement about incentives from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That comes up this Thursday. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack in Wisconsin.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent should just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Trump's trying to unite the Reich. We'll talk about it. We'll take your phone calls. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Switzerland with this program. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. And among this year's graduate class is Sarah Griesbach. She works at Nasonville Dairy and has now become the third ever woman to complete this prestigious Wisconsin Master Cheesemaker program. She tells me a little bit more about what this process really is. She tells me how she got into cheesemaking in the first place.
After high school, I went to University of Wisconsin River Falls. Didn't really know what I was going to major in. Just knew something I wanted to do, something more on the agricultural side. When I was in FFA, I did a food science and went to nationals for it. So I was kind of, you know, had a little bit of interest in that, but didn't really know. So getting to River Falls, still kind of didn't know what I wanted to do, but I got some work study. So I actually applied, you know, to wash dishes and stuff like that. And then I got called up and seeing if I want to work in the dairy plant. And it's like, oh, okay. Better than washing dishes. and so it kind of started from there. All the other employees there were food science majors. And by the second semester in River Falls, I changed my major to food science and kind of haven't looked back ever since. Because we made cheese multiple days a week. And by my senior year, I was able to be one of the student supervisors. One of those, usually a senior every year gets appointed that position. And then just like the industry, that's for sure. So I went on after graduating. I thought cheese was kind of my calling.
So can you walk us through then the process of becoming a Wisconsin Master Cheesemaker? Are there certain challenges maybe that you face along the way? Or what does that process even look like?
So it is longer than what people think it is. So just to get your cheesemaker license, you have to have a certain number of hours interning underneath a cheesemaker. So I did that when I was in River Falls. Then you have to have your cheesemaker license for at least 10 years before you can apply to the program. And then you can do up to 2 cheeses every time you apply. So then you have to at least have produced that cheese within the last 5 years, or at least 5 years out of those 10 years. I have to get a couple of letter of recommendations of someone in the industry. And then you have to start taking courses. You have to have a few courses underneath your belt a little bit, and then you have the 3 years to get the other ones to even get accepted into the program. And then once you're into the program, there are 3 rounds of cheese grading that you have to do, as the program takes about 3 years to complete, a little less than 3 years. And then there is a final exam, which the final exam consisted of like 84 questions. And these are not just select A, B, or C. This is like essay questions, calculations. So it does take about 40 hours to complete. It's longer than what you think. And challenges, I guess, aren't a lot of challenges. It's kind of the mindset when you get the 84 question test that, wow, I have to do this, like, you know, and it does take a lot longer than what you think it will. There just weren't a ton of challenges, but it did kind of open up, like, thinking about what is actually going on in the process of any kind of cheese making, because all the questions are pretty in-depth. it really gets you thinking again of what's actually going on.
What specific types of cheese then did you focus on for your certification process?
So the first two that I did this time were cheddar and Monterey Jack. It's the two cheeses that I've made the most ever since I was at River Falls, and they're pretty versatile cheeses.
So how do you feel that having this certification will impact your role at Nasonville Dairy and the cheeses that you guys produce there? How long have you been with Nasonville Dairy? Kind of give me an overview of just how much this will impact you there.
So I've been at Nasonville for 8 years now. And one of the two biggest cheeses that we make here are cheddar and Jack. How it'll impact Nasonville is just to have another person that specializes it. If we have customers with questions or if we have some kind of bottleneck here, we have just another person that knows one of our biggest sellers.
That was Sarah Griesbach, a recent Wisconsin Master Cheesemaker Program graduate. You can look for the Wisconsin Master Cheesemaker seal while you're out shopping to know that you're supporting a master who has truly devoted their career to perfecting the art of cheese. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now, from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A deep dive into food packaging, the first in a series today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When a product travels from farm to fork, there's a pretty good chance some packaging was involved in the process. And at the moment, there's a push to make that packaging more sustainable on a global scale. During a recent Farm Foundation forum, industry experts shared their perspectives, including Corey Connors, who is director of sustainable packaging for an Australian company.
Our job in this world of sustainable packaging is to help the government find solutions that will get food to people that's fresh and it's as sustainable as possible while not raising the costs so dramatically that people can't afford it.
There's the rub. People want food packaging to be more sustainable, but they want somebody else to pay for it. Connor says it's not just the end user who's concerned.
We're all going to have to absorb these cost changes. It's interesting when people put their foot down and say, we're not going to absorb any cost changes. Well, there will be cost changes, most likely. So those will need to be absorbed by the producer, and then those will be passed on to the consumer, unless there's some kind of government kickbacks that are possible that you never know. But it's going to affect us all.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday at 9, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
And today's tip is about raising kids to be smart about money. First, start with showing more than telling. Invite your kid to sit in on your budgeting process or whatever you do when you go over your bills. Second, try to make money normal. You know, talk them through your household expenses, your financial goals, answer questions they have honestly. Now, you don't have to do this every single month, but including them 3 or 4 times a year can really help kids get that, you know, talking about money is normal, having a process about it is normal, and that budgeting is a great tool for managing money. And third, tell them about 1 or 2 of your own money mistakes and what you learned from it. You know, we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. And learning to get back on that money horse after you fall off, man, that's probably one of the best things we can help our kids learn. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Until next time, take good care.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. Powerful storms sweeping over Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin. In Greenfield, Iowa, southwest of Des Moines, multiple deaths reported following a tornado that devastated the town.
It was actually all gone. Like, you can't even tell where we live.
Maggie Masker, among those lucky to be alive, but also shocked by the damage. In a move condemned by Israel, Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they will now recognize a Palestinian state. Graceland, the former home of Elvis Presley, in one of